Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Listen, I need to do something that nobody ever does, which is sort of apologize for being out yesterday. I just got sick and was up all night, and so sent Manny off an email at about 5 o'clock in the morning saying, I don't think so, which I never do. I mean, I don't have to kill my own food. I don't have to dig ditches, so... When I, you know, that I'd have to be, you know, in pretty terrible shape to not do my show, but I was, so I apologize, and it was a little disruptive, I think, to everybody, but I just wasn't in any shape to do anything, so I apologize. But I'm here, I'm live, I'm still a little iffy, but able to work, so that's okay. I just, you know, I never miss work, I never stay home, I never miss screenings, I've been doing all of that. And what I realize is that your body really does need sleep, and it's really kind of boring to be sick. And it's amazing how much it affects your lifestyle when you just, you know, can't function. So for any of you who are feeling a bit under the weather, I feel your angst or whatever it is. I don't think it's necessarily pain. Well, this was a little painful, but at any rate. And today, the first thing on the list is something that I love that I can't do, which is buttered corn, because... My gut apparently is not very happy, so we just have to kind of let it. The other thing, I haven't had anything to eat for about 3 days. I could only do liquid, so. But I finally decided, wait a minute, protein, chicken broth. So that's what I did. All right. Today is Hug Your Sweetheart Day, which is if you got them, hug them. It's National Sponge Cake Day. It's National Ride the Wind Day. Now, I don't know exactly what you would do to ride the wind, except they're saying you can fly in an airplane. That doesn't seem to me like riding the wind, because the only time you know you're in an airplane is when it's turbulent. Fly a kite, which I'm absolutely willing to do. Parachute, sure. Hang glide, done that. Take a motorcycle ride. Make sure that you're wearing glasses and don't smile. You get bugs in your teeth. Sail a boat. Sailboat's a great thing to do. Or just kind of, today is one of those glorious days around here. It doesn't seem to me fair to be under the weather, when it's a beautiful day, but it is a beautiful day, so I'm just going to enjoy it. Open all my windows. No air conditioning. 855-993-7569. Joanne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Joanne. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just have a couple of questions. I've called once before, but the question is sometimes when I listen, I guess a couple of years ago some people had said that I was controlling, and I said that I didn't think that I was a controlling person, but I thought that I was a person who strived to problem solve. So I want to know, what do you think the difference is?
Okay, it's a good question. Can you give me any context under which they said you were controlling? Do you remember the situation or what they were?
Just like if we go out and I'll say, let's go for a walk, and then the person might say, I don't know if I can do that, and then I'll say, well, what time can you make it? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And of course, apparently I do that in a lot of things.
Okay, so, let's go through those. Let's go through those too, because they're both very specific examples. It sounds like you have a forceful personality and a clear path. And so I think, before we start any of that, people who say other people are controlling means that they're passive. Because if you said to me, let's go for a walk, and I said, I just don't really feel like it, Joanne. And you said, well, what time is good? I'd say, Joanne, what part of you I don't feel like it, do you not understand? I can't do it today, but let me call you and we'll do it on Wednesday or whatever. In other words, that you can only control somebody who's willing to be controlled. Now, people are willing to be controlled for two reasons. Because they want to avoid any confrontation. Well, three reasons, I suppose. that they want to avoid confrontation, so they're passive, but then they complain about it. They really like your ideas, which by definition means it's not controlling because they're willingly going along with it. Or number three, they don't have any ideas of their own. So for two out of, so it, the major reason that people suggest that somebody else is controlling is because they want to avoid a confrontation. All right?
Okay.
So one of the ways, and you may say, well, I'm not confrontational, but it may be that you hang on for too long. It may be that instead of, so maybe just for the next week, especially if you have one friend that you feel really close to, you might say to them, listen, I'm really trying to be a little less forceful in my personality. So will you help me whenever you find, in fact, here's a way that even you don't even need to find someone you like. Just make yourself a deal or tell your friends, anytime you feel that I don't take no for an answer, you raise your hand and I'll give you $5.
Oh, okay.
Because that'll change it, all right?
Good.
That's number one. Number two, it may be as much how you do it as when you do it.
Okay.
So it may be just, for example, let's go back to the example of, let's use the example of going out for dinner. If you're the one who always comes up with where let's go out for dinner, make yourself a deal that says for the next week or 2 weeks or month or whatever length of time you think is appropriate, when someone says, let's go out for dinner, instead of telling them where you want to go, ask them where they'd like to go. Now, it means that you have to be willing at least for a short period of time to go where they want to go. But that may be a useful thing to do as well. After we've gotten over the hump of making you feel like you need to get your way, which is really what controlling is about, you can begin to negotiate with them. But to start with, because my fear is, especially the friends that you have who feel that you are forceful, when you begin to negotiate, they're going to feel like it's just you again. And especially the people who are trying to avoid confrontation, they're not going to negotiate with you. So if you say, let's go out for dinner, and I say, let's go for Chinese, and you say, well, you know, how about French? That I'm just going to give up without having any feeling, say, oh, yeah, it's just Joanne having her way again. So those two things. Number one, anytime you don't take no for an answer, give them $5, because that'll keep you really honest really fast. Because who wants to give up $5? No one. Number two, when someone says, let's go out for dinner, let them come up with a suggestion. And if they don't, you can say, gee, where would you like to go? Now, and for a short period of time, you're probably going to have to go along with what they have to go along with.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. Most of the time they say, oh, you pick it, you know.
Well, but then what you can say, here's what you can say. You can say, you know what? Some people have accused me of being controlling,
good.
And I'm trying to break the habit. So, you know, do me a favor and you pick it. And that'll work really well because it'll give everybody, first of all, they'll smile at you. Second of all, they'll like you. And third of all, it gives you a chance. And I got to tell you, as somebody who, I was thinking about the other day, of the friends of mine who fall into two categories. One is because, you know, I really like being with them and they take responsibility and it's very restful to be around them. And the other who are perfectly willing to go along with what I want to do, but they never come up with a suggestion of their own. My problem about those people is it becomes tiresome. I mean, you always have somebody hang out with you because, you know, because they don't have anything better to do. But it's not as rewarding as people who are sometimes, you know, the give and take of relationships and friendship, which is really what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue of controlling versus, what was your other one? What was the two things you wanted me to differentiate?
Problem solving.
Well, yeah, well, but don't view everything as a problem. All right, and that may be as much a helpful thing as everything else. If someone says, where do you want to go for dinner, instead of viewing it as a problem of, gee, I have to solve where we're going to go for dinner, solicit them. Just say, you know, what do you think?
Okay.
And if they say, you know, I don't know or whatever, but let them come up with something.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds great.
It should be fun, and it will, the other good thing about it is it will give you a chance to walk in somebody else's shoes a little bit. And that's not bad, all right? You have it, was that your, you said you had two questions. Hang on if you have another one. All right, hang on, we'll get to the other one in a second. 855-993-7567, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm absolutely here to help. Joanne, you said you had two questions. I think we dealt with one. Let's see what the other one is.
The other one is I wanted to know your opinion on what builds when a person is called what builds character in a person. Now, I know that you could sometimes say, oh, that person is a character. And they mean funny. I don't mean it that way.
You know,
I mean,
you're talking like, about. Well, let's talk about what characteristics you're talking about. Let's define character.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just somebody who is honest and somebody who has integrity and honest, who wants to make a good, give something back in the community.
Okay.
I mean, my mother used to say, make your bed and build your character. I guess it means...
I'm not sure exactly what the correlation is, but God bless your mom.
I think it's doing something that you necessarily didn't want to do, but then you had the self-discipline to do it.
Okay, so it's discipline is part of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you're right. All right, so how do you engender discipline in somebody? And I think your mother is right about that, is that discipline is dealing with the discrepancy between short-term and long-term, between what you want to do and what you feel is important to do. I don't like using the word should particularly. So that can certainly come from our upbringing, but if it doesn't happen in upbringing, in theory, we have the ability to discipline ourselves of, well, I'm going to get up early and work out, or I'm not going to eat that cream puff, or... And again, if you look at those two examples, what we're doing is looking at short-term versus long-term. Short-term, I'd rather stay in bed and sleep. Long-term is I'll feel better if I work out. Or the cream puff is it's going to taste delicious. It's not worth the calories. So discipline as an adult is figuring out the difference between short-term and long-term. Integrity and honesty, I think, are very... I'm trying to figure out if I can figure out any viable difference between the two. Integrity, I suppose, is part of how we present ourselves to the outside world. Honesty is something that we know that we're either being honest or not. And there are people that seem to have a great deal of integrity that don't. So they seem to have integrity, so maybe they really don't. I think honesty and integrity are about the same. Of doing what you say you're going to do, not lying to people, not trying to con people or scam people. So those are probably similar enough to be considered the same. How do you convince somebody to be honest? Well, part of it is there being a penalty for not being honest. And again, that's very likely part of our upbringing. But again, it's the difference between short and long term, because the answer to almost everything short term is either to be expedient, to say whatever you think someone will like to hear, or to run or to lie, right? Especially as you point out with making your bed. When your mom says that you make your bed, you say, yeah. But if you're smart, what you understand is if you say you made your bed and you didn't and your mom checks on it, you are going to be in deep doo-doo. So again, honesty and integrity are, I think, figuring out the difference between short-term and long-term. Because the short-term solution to everything is, you know, lie or run or, you know, do what's expedient. That often is a disastrous long-term solution because people can find out. And even if they don't find out, you know. And living with the fact that you know that you've done something illegal or immoral or just dishonest doesn't make you feel very good about yourself. So in both those cases, if we look at either honesty / integrity or we look at discipline, it's the difference between short and long term. And so how do we teach kids to understand the difference between long term and short term? And in some ways, in a very interesting way, Joanne, this goes back to the issue that you asked me originally about, which is controlling. That what you and I went through for you is figuring out the short-term and the long-term solution of telling people what they should do, right? You view it as problem-solving, they view it as controlling. If what we've structured, hopefully, in your mind is an experiment, a social experiment, to figuring out what happens if I don't do that. What's the short-term solution is to do exactly what I've already done, or to be mute, or just to drop these people. The long-term solution is figure out what happens when I don't do it. So if I had to sort of boil it all down, which I guess I'm about to do, dun, 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 that whether we're talking about parenting or anything else, it's instilling in people, imbuing people with the notion of short-term versus long-term.
Okay.
All right? And I think we do that as... And if we think about it, the issue about parenting is how do you do that without being controlling? And part of it is you say to your kid, okay, my grandmother had a great way of doing it. She said when she knew somebody was lying, she would say, okay, that's what you hope was the case. What's really true? And so she was a grandmother, so she could do that, and her grandchildren all adored her. I was just reading that one of the Adams family, John Quincy Adams, but it was John Adams, had 89 grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
That factoid just stuck in my head for obvious reasons. Whether we're a parent or we're a Joanne, the issue is sort of saying to somebody, all right, what would happen if we did this? And having the child or the student learn how to think about things in short term and how to think about things in long term. And I think if you do that, then we're talking about building character in people, because they take responsibility for their own behavior because they've thought it through. They're honest because they thought it through and there's no particular need to lie. They're disciplined because they understand short term and long term consequences. So I just figured out Parenting 101. Teach the difference between short-term and long-term consequences.
Okay.
Seem reasonable?
Well, thank you very much. You're always so insightful.
Well, thank you. It was kind of a fun exercise for me today because I hadn't really ever been asked exactly that question. And the fact that your questions seemed to dovetail so nicely into one another was absolutely a treat. So thank you.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Carry on.
Yes.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. 855-993-7569. I just love it. You know, every once in a while I'm in a place where people have never heard the program, and, oh, yeah, I think I've heard of you. And they almost always confuse me with Joyce Brothers, but that's all right. And they say, you know, what's the most common question you've ever heard? And I said, that one. But I don't hear categories of questions, because if you begin to hear categories, you begin to lose the flavor of that particular call, and God is in the details. You can if you're too quick to generalize or to abstract, you're going to lose something. So that was kind of fun. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If your goal of today is to entertain me. You don't have to entertain me. My job is to entertain you. You holler, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who are watching the Olympics, have you noticed your cell phone says things like spoiler alert? All right, how many of you, just talking about short and long term, are able to ignore a spoiler alert and just not read what happens after it? Raise your hand. I thought so. None of us. Right? All right, here's the deal. I have a secret. Do you want to know it? And, of course, the answer to that question is absolutely not, but a spoiler alert's different. So, and it is the Olympics. Alrighty, so we asked in the midst of all the fuss last week of what do you think should happen to the accused U.S. swimmers. For some reason, Ryan is being singled out, I guess because he was, I don't know why he was singled out in particularly, maybe because he was the most prominent. Alright, so what do you think should happen to the U.S. swimmers? Do you have any feeling about it one way or the other, Blake?
I guess it's just more so for the sponsors and the justice system to decide, really. I mean, I don't think anything is really that harsh if they get charged, you know, I don't think it's harsh. I think they, you know, there should be some repercussions. And
right. So what would you, what would the, if you were the, I'm going to make you the judge and jury. What
okay.
would you do?
I would say, for me, if I were the judge, I'd say they'd have to pay some sort of fine towards, towards Rio or something, give a way to pay a fine towards the community for the slander.
Well, I like that. Yeah.
And whatever repercussions happen with their sponsorship deals, like I heard with Ryan, you know, then
I think those are gone, right?
Yeah, he lost a good chunk of them.
Well, that is a penalty. You know, I like the idea. I agree. I think some community service is relevant. I'm not sure I'd send him to jail, even though a lot of places lying to cops is, I don't know if it's lying to cops or just lying to prosecutors.
I don't know about sending them to jail, but I do think for what they did and they kind of, you know, gave them a bad name, that sort of thing, I think it would just be beneficial to the community of Rio and, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'd have them do. I'd have them, because there's some parts of Rio that are really very poor, and so I think having all four of them do community service in Rio is a great idea. I like that a lot. All right, let's see what other people have said. I think that's inspirational. Great.
let's see.
Well done. Short and long term, fellas.
Marion says, they should be banned from the next Olympics. That was disgraceful behavior when they were guests in a foreign country.
Well, they certainly revived the concept of an ugly American, didn't they? I mean, you know, which hadn't been around for a long time, but now it's back. Thanks, Ryan. It's great to know we can go any place. We could call him the human Zika. Maybe not. Although I do think it's appropriate.
Karen says, frankly, in the long run, I don't care. It amounts to very little. it amounts to very little in my life, if nothing at all. The sum of it all, in my eye, a group of young men vandalized private property in a foreign country and another continent. I don't know who these guys are. I did not watch the Olympic Games at all, not one bit. There are bigger fish to catch closer to home, which I can affect or resolve with my own actions. Knuckleheads acted stupid. I don't really care. Let them get in trouble for their poor decisions and choices.
Yeah, but you did take all the time to write that. She said, batting her baby blue eyes. No, I think you're right. I mean, to a certain extent, the problem with it, I mean, there's multiple problems with it, is they were guests, as you point out, in a foreign country. They were representing the United States. And they badmouthed the host country. I mean, but, I mean, if it were just American kids acting like jerks in a foreign country and getting drunk, would it make the news? No, it wouldn't. But these are kids that, I mean, are the Olympics, is there government sponsorship of the Olympics?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I don't know. I know in some countries there is. I'll Google it while we do this. Because if there's government sponsorship, that's a different issue.
You mean, do
issue.
They, like, get paid by the government?
Don't you think? Well, not paid by the government. I think by definition, Olympian has to be an amateur, although they may have changed that. Let's see, our U.S. Olympians paid. Well, we know they're not. They said our U.S. Olympians paid for medals. We know that. Actually, it's used as Olympians government sponsored, let's say. Because that's a different issue. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because that's our taxpayer money.
Right.
Team USA Fund. The U.S. Olympics Committee, unlike its competitors around the world, does not receive funding from federal government. Okay, well, they just dodged that bullet. Okay, they said they get cars, but I think that's the toughest race for Olympic athletes is one of funding. They couldn't sign up sponsors to get paid for their work. Okay. So I like the idea of community service. All right, what else we got here?
Yeah, Barbara says, a fine, a public apology to the country, Brazil, an apology to the Olympic Committee, banned from travel to Brazil. I think the Olympics will eventually become a thing of the past, just too expensive.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they keep saying that, but it gets huge. You know who sponsors the Olympics, by and large, is television.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, but that also sponsors most sporting events in this country and worldwide. The Olympics is a worldwide. I like the idea of it. It's gotten a little out of hand, it seems to me. I mean, with the doping scandals and the sponsorships, but it's still fun. It's still fun to see. I mean, Usain Bolt. I mean, how much fun is that?
Oh,
Simone
right.
Biles. How much fun is she? Michael Phelps. How much fun is he? I mean, so you know, I'm not in favor of banning it, but I think these kids need to have, because they damage the product.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd ban them from the Olympics, but I would do community support. And if they're smart, if they're really smart, if I were the lawyer or the manager or the PR agent for these guys, I would say volunteer to do it. And volunteer to do it now. Work at a shelter or a go and teach kids to swim in Rio.
Right.
Take poor kids and do swimming lessons for over the winter. That's what I do. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Let's see. Robert says, made to apologize publicly.
Have they apologized? I don't know if they have. I think they did. I think they said it was a miscalculation or something.
They said it was, like, I think Ryan said it was immature or something. I do believe there was some form of an apology.
Let's see what I can find.
How sincere it was, I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, if we look at all public apologies on sincerity, then we've got a problem. Let's see what it says here. He interviews, Stephen Colbert interviewed him, does best run about the gas station attendant. My immature, intoxicated behavior tarnished a great game. Is that an apology?
Close. I wouldn't say it is an apology.
He doesn't say, there's no I'm sorry that I can see here. Do you see it?
I don't see it.
The 12-time Olympic medalist.
Let's see if it says any, a 12-time Olympic medalist here. He says, I let my team down. I'm embarrassed for myself and my family. He was upset. There was no reason for a gun to be pulled out. That's not an apology at all.
Nope.
All right. So I think on the apology front, he could probably use a little more coaching. I think those are not apologies. I think those are descriptions. It's like saying, I was drunk. That's not an apology. Saying, I'm sorry for what I did, that's an apology.
Right.
It gets back to Joanne's question about character. Ryan, we need to have some character lessons. Okay.
WD says, no real harm was done. Don't think there should be a big issue made of it. Slap on the wrist and move on.
What's the slap on the wrist?
I don't know. They don't specify.
And the question is, I don't know that the Olympics would agree that no harm was done.
Yeah.
I think if anything happens to anybody at the Olympics, they're going to have a serious problem with credibility.
Yep.
All right, keep going.
Margaret says, the only thing that would matter to them in swimming would be the next Olympics. I just hope that the oldest person involved, who should have been the leader of the group for good behavior, gets hurt in the pocketbook, by which I mean no reality show, no Instagram ads, etc.
Well, I mean, my guess is he won't get any endorsement deals, but a reality show, oh, I can absolutely see that looming, can't you? I mean, the bigger the controversy, the more ratings. So we'll see. I mean, I'll tell you about it when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Party 855-993-7569. We're talking, I'm making you guys judge and jury for Ryan Lochte and the other three swimmers who concocted a story to explain why they were $800 short, which at the time, the coach, everybody said it didn't happen, but specifically his coach said it didn't happen, which is, if you're coached and to sort of say, this didn't happen. And at the time I said, something happened. I thought it had to do with a woman. That that you have to explain why you're $800 short. And the reason they were $800 short is that they had to pay for damages to a bathroom that they trashed. And the security guard said, you're not going any place until you pay for the damages. So, But the day before, it made headlines all over the world of he was robbed at knife point or at gunpoint in Rio, and it was a big old lie. And the question is he now paying the price for it? And I don't know. I mean, some of you are saying, not a big deal. But if I lived in Rio or I was head of the Olympics committee, I'm not sure I'd be quite so sanguine about it. Or if I was on the U.S. swim team. He's not going to get endorsement deals, but he very well may get a reality show out of it. What I was starting to tell you, I just saw a very interesting movie with James Caan, which comes out, I think, next month, in which two high school kids decide to spy on a neighbor. And I'm not going to tell you very much about it, except to say it's kind of Blair Witch Project, but it doesn't turn out well. I suppose a mild spoiler alert, but at the end, one of the kids is completely chagrined, and the other is getting a huge amount of attention. And you can see there's a freeze on him where he's got the most minor kind of smile for causing a huge mess. And I think there really are people like that, that any publicity, any recognition, no matter what for, is worth it. Is worth the price to reputation, to anybody else who gets in your way, to the whole thing. Which is a sad commentary, but nevertheless, fairly true. Okay, let's go to the rest of what we think we should do with Sir Ryan.
So Jeffrey says, what did they really do? Have a little fun is all I see.
Well, I think that would be correct. First of all, I'm not sure it's really fun to trash a bathroom. But the whole point about being famous is that you're going to be held to a different scrutiny. Or if not held to a different scrutiny, at least you're going to be scrutinized more. You may not be held to a different standard, but you're certainly going to be scrutinized more. And Blake, with all due respect, if you went to Rio and tinkled on the wall, which hopefully you would not do, and got in the same situation, I mean, you'd probably email me and I'd send you bail money, but you're not going to make the front page of the paper.
Right.
And Ryan did. And if you're going to... You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You're going to be publicized and have endorsement deals and be a cutie pie and have people wanting your autograph. And then you have to understand that you really can't. That if his name was Ryan Smith, he probably would have gotten away with it. Although, you know what? If his name was Ryan Smith, he'd likely be in jail. But no.
Very true.
Okay, let's see what else we got.
Francesca says, a heartfelt apology.
Well, I'm not even sure it's an apology. There's been an explanation, which is not the same as an apology. An explanation is, this is what happened.
Right.
An apology is, I'm sorry I did it.
Exactly.
They're very different. And it's not so much important for Ryan, because he's going to have to figure out his own way through life. It's important for the rest of us to understand there is a distinction between saying, and even saying my bad is better than what he did. But saying, I'm sorry I did it, is a different kind of experience. Okay. We got those done?
We actually have three more.
Okay, go.
Yeah. Antonio says, that is for the Brazilian authorities to decide. It is not in the U.S. jurisdiction.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's quite clear. But that's not the issue.
Right.
But okay.
Chris,
got it. Thank
Chris
you.
Says, have them sent home.
Santo wasn't even the issue. Ryan hot-footed out of there.
Right.
He grabbed it out of there before they got the other. And the other two were trying to be sent over
right.
And got pulled off the plane.
And then lastly, we have Kathy here. Kathy says, in my opinion, the real issue is that they lied about the events. Their intoxicated behavior was not acceptable, but an apology would have gotten them off the hook. They should have been sanctioned by the U.S. Olympic Committee.
I don't know how much the issue of being a true Olympian is part of the deal. I guess we'll find out. I don't think anything has happened on that basis yet, has it? Not to my knowledge.
Not to my knowledge.
There have been interviews. They're probably going to wait and see if it blows over.
Right.
But I think Ryan probably won't be back, although Michael Phelps is, what, 36?
Maybe I misheard, but I thought this was his last Olympic.
Oh, this is definitely Michael Phelps' last. But the question is, how much older is he than Ryan? Would Ryan be eligible for another Olympics? Although Michael Phelps is a phenomenon of, you know, in and of himself.
Right.
So it's hard to... It's hard to compare him to anybody else. He's won, what, a gazillion medals? What is it, 20-something?
Something like that. Yeah, I can... Let me find that out.
All right, so we got those done?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so it seems that there's a clear division, which is really fun, between those who think, eh, no big deal. I wonder how many of the people who said no big deal are men? Do we know? Because that kind of behavior is kind of a... Let's see what they've got. Michael, they continue their rivalry. Let's see what they're saying that they are. Age of stats and heavy. Okay. Michael Phelps, go back to being competitors. Come on, that's not what I want. It says I want the ages. Well, it says it's going to give me the ages, and it doesn't. Phelps is not of Baltimore. Lochte is from Daytona Beach, Florida. Lochte graduated University of Florida. Phelps attended the University of Michigan while training but did not graduate. Faced the United States swimming team for the last. But that isn't what I wanted. They're not giving me what I want, apparently. Well, I guess that happens sometimes. Let's see if I can find anything else. Sometimes they give you a whole bunch of stuff, and then they give you the stuff you really wanted. But I don't even think they're giving me the stuff I wanted. They're not. All right, I'll see if I can find it for you.
Phelps has won 28 total medals over five Olympics. That's what I found out.
All right, but we don't have their ages. All right, we'll try and find their ages. I think that the Olympics for Ryan are probably, I mean, although they're both phenomenal swimmers. I don't know. All right, 855-993-7569. Do we have time for anything?
We got like 3 seconds.
Okay, so we have time to hear some wonderful music. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Troy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.